they destroyed.
Because they became attached.
They
became attached. They became attached to.
Exactly, that's the experiment.
But when Aryans become attached, they left.
We already have. It's already been done.
What else?
Overcoming the attachment and being the divine self. It's already been done.
Well, we don't have peace on earth.
We don't.
I think James is going to talk.
Yeah.
Oh.
He is.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. I meant to go towards a different subject. I just didn't word. I'll do some research, and I will ask the one who said, for sure.
Would you like us to answer your question?
Yes, please.
We waited until you were done with your different understandings, and all of these understandings are correct. There is nothing that is not correct here. But you must understand that the original experiment was beyond most of your thinking at this point, because this original experiment was to take what is called free will and to separate the free will system, the free will understanding, from that which is its source. And in that separation, there was allowed for the process to happen that would bring the one's free will into a new understanding, into a level of connection that was not there before. So in order to bring this whole process full circle, it has come to the point now where the experiment is coming to an end, this particular experiment. But now you must look back. Long, long back. All of you here, every one of you, as we look within each of your higher selves, and we speak as the higher selves of all of you, all of us here now have been in many other systems, many other galaxies, and we have done this before. This, where you find yourself now sitting together in a group such as this, you have done this before. You have had these questions before. You have received these answers before. It has been done many times. You have been called the system busters. When each of you have heard that word, system busters, you resonated to that immediately, did you not?
Yes.
And this is the continuing process. And we must tell you now, after this process is over, after this experiment is over, guess what? You will be moving on into another one when it is time, when you feel it is the right moment again. Because you are, each one of you are of service. Each one of you finds that higher knowing within you that will bring about that decision once again, yes, that volunteering once again, to put you into the place where you then enter another dark world and you assume this position again. But we can assure you that the next time, because of all you have gone through in this time, in this particular moment of evolution here, we can assure you that the next time you will be up there rather than down here.
Mm-hmm. Being an observer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's kind of like the experiment to see if free will can raise or become in harmony with divine will?
Yes, if it can come back on its own. As you separated from the divine source, you went through a process of moving through all of your various experiences within the soul. The soul is the record. The soul is the continuance of the movement of consciousness that is you. You are not each one of these bodies here. You are not each one of these identities here. But yet you are. You are everything you have ever been. You are a culmination of all that has ever been. That includes all of the higher selves that have ever existed. Very deep, is it not?
Yes.
Whoa.
But this is what the understanding that you are coming to. When that moment arises, when you have moved across the threshold, across the rainbow bridge, when you have moved across that and you realize your connection once again, all of this information, all of this knowing you have heard many times, you will remember who you are. This is what has been promised. This is what is coming for you, each and every one of you. It is not only coming for you, it is already here. It is already a part of you. It is already within you. It only needs to be reaccessed. Yes, there is a question.
I wanted to ask, if the there's a saying to help us along our way is not my will, thy will be done. Is that marrying free will with divine will?
To allow the process of free will and to know that there is a way. There is the will, there is the way. And if there is no will, there is no way. You have heard this before. So you must, within yourself, find that drive, that connection, back to your higher self. This is what it is all about. You have come here in all of these lifetimes here on the earth. Yes, as a volunteer. Yes, to come into the evolutionary process here and to bring about the changes that are now fast coming upon you. And this has been the process to create the will along the way. You see?
Yeah, I think. Thank you.
We as the higher selves here in this room speak to you as your higher selves and speak to you in the language that you can understand. And as the James correctly said, if you were a different group here, we would not be speaking in this way. As a matter of fact, we would probably not be speaking at all.
Neither would we.
So is it true then that all things are accomplished through our idea of will?
Please verify your question a little bit different here.
So for example, in this current situation we find ourselves in, there are many, many obstacles. There are issues, obstacles, things that get in our way of accomplishing certain things. There are doubts, there are fears, which are inanimate things. There are animate things. There are people. There are ideas. There are corporations. There's everything. And would you say that the way to overcome is through our will?
All of these obstacles have been put in your way. But they have been put in your way by you. Mm-hmm. No one is putting those obstacles in front of you. There is no cabal, there is no Illuminati, there is nothing that is putting those obstacles there other than the fact that you have put the Illuminati and the cabal in the way of yourselves. So those obstacles that are being placed in your way are your way of coming to a point where you can move back to your higher self. Moving back to the connection of your higher self. Please understand that we speak of higher selves. Higher selves are not what you may think they are. Higher selves are you. You are your higher self. But there are those out there, those that would not understand these words. Their higher selves are not at the what you would call the sophistication that you might think they would be and that your higher selves are at this moment. There are many higher selves out there that are functioning at a lower level even than some of their ones that represent them here on the earth.
Wow, okay.
This is why it has been said, and some have read this here in this room as we are finding it here, that the higher selves have been drawn together across the planet, those which would be called the cabal. Their higher selves have been drawn into a place where they have been brought into the light, you might say.
But didn't you just say that we placed the cabal in our way?
That is correct.
So how'd that happen?
You placed the cabal in your way so that you could exercise this experiment in free will.
Wow.
How silly are you?
So are we...
But not at a conscious level. Please understand that. It is an unconscious level. You had not purposely done this, otherwise that would not be a very smart thing, would it?
Exactly.
Then is there a way to undo it?
You are already doing that. It is already in the process. For the higher selves across the planet have come together greatly to bring these changes about, to bring what is called this ascension process to the full front of what it needs, what it can become.
So in a sense, the ascension is to remove all the blockage that we created and put in our way.
That is correct.
Yeah, there you go.
To return once again to source. Not that you will fully move back into source when you go through your ascension. There is much further to go yet in sense of time and place, but you will take a what you would call a major step in this process when you have gone through the full ascension. And we emphasize the idea of a full ascension. There will be levels of this or waves of this ascension. One of those you will achieve tonight.
Are we the wave?
You are the wave. And the wave is you.
So.
And the wave is every higher self on the planet. And the wave is every higher self coming from the galactic sun. Think on that one for a moment.
So does it matter how many people are consciously awake on the surface when it seems like the higher selves of all of humanity are working towards the same goal?
All of the higher selves in humanity are not working toward the same goal.
Okay.
This is why we brought up this idea of some higher selves are even lower than the selves that they represent.
Okay.
So various levels. There's different levels.
That is correct.
So we've ascended before.
That is correct.
And once we've ascended and we've released all the garbage we created at that time, we've just become more sophisticated. So with every ascension, we become more sophisticated.
That is correct. That is correct. But when you have come into this situation, into this evolution, you forgot much.
Yeah.
But it was a purposeful forgetfulness.
Will it happen again?
Again after the ascension? If
yes.
You choose for it to be, yes. You will go through this again, and you will once again be the system busters.
So there's still free will into play.
Yes. Until you have come back completely to source once again. And when you have merged back into source once again, you will have done so, and you will be the God source, aware of itself. You being the collective you. The collective all of us.
So you say we've been system busters many times before this
yes.
time.
This is why when the James had been given for this evening to recite that understanding that he was given, the old soul, and the one who brought it up this day was orchestrated to do so. This is what it is about here tonight.
So all forms of life are going through this, correct?
All
every
forms
form
of life,
life.
All forms of life here on this planet, all forms of life in the solar system, all forms of life in the galaxy, yes. It is a galactic ascension. But it is primarily emphasized here within the Earth because this is largely where the darkness remains.
Okay.
This is largely where the separation continues.
Mm-hmm.
This is largely where the experiment is still ongoing. All, most other, not all, but most other of the solar system and the galaxy have been cleared.
Wow.
But not all.
So I have a question. Why would we be doing and coming back and doing this again? When it's actually time for golden age, the ascension that has never happened before, something that's completely new, a complete reset. I don't understand why it's this needed again.
He said some other dimension, some other place, not back here.
Not,
oh, not
here,
on Earth.
Like back at
you're
the planet.
Do it elsewhere.
We've done it other places.
Elsewhere.
That is correct, and it will not be something that you yourself have to do. There is no have to here.
No.
It is movement in consciousness by free will here. And if you decide, you as the collective you, that is the collective of you, not Natalie. Natalie is part of this. Natalie is the identity here in the body. But Natalie has many other bodies within her, many other experiences within her. The collective experiences together will come and make this decision. But you will be aware, as Natalie, of this collective experiences.
I have a question. I heard this and it felt correct to me that the consciousness that we hold in these human bodies is merely a percentage of the consciousness that we hold in other dimensions, and that we have other presences in other dimensions, And that we could even say that the consciousness that we hold in these bodies on this planet at this time is maybe only 20 or 30% of our totality. Would you speak on that?
Yes, you are a multidimensional being. You are the totality of all of your experiences that have ever existed as you, as the collective you. And as this continues on, as you connect once again with your higher self, with the other portions of your higher self, there is not only one higher self. There are multidimensional higher selves. So there are many levels of this. This becomes very difficult for the three-dimensional mind to begin to grasp. But you yourselves are no longer three-dimensional mind. You yourselves here can begin to understand these things because the remembering is coming back to you. This is all a process that is occurring now in this moment.
So mind is totally alive and never sleeps. So our dreams, are they actually something that we're experiencing multi-levelly with our multi-level selves?
Your dreams are in many levels. Your dreams come to you because of the continuing experiences that are required here on this planet that cannot necessarily be had with you in the body here as the one who is asking this question. But there are many other levels of your being that you are accessing at these times when you go into the dream state. When you have that which is called the lucid dream, you yourself as the consciousness that you are now is the one in charge. It's the one that is controlling that process. So you are then, in many cases, remembering these more. And when you remember these processes when you come back, these are then embedded in your continuing existence within your soul as a record.
Wow, what an answer.
That makes sense.
We are glad you approve.
Thank you.
We only speak the truth,
for
there is nothing else but
the truth.
So can we change, the way that we live in our conscious waking state by dreaming something and bringing it back with us?
Yes. And in many respects, many are being able to access that level of their understanding at this time. They are able to move into the dream state, control the dream state, and in many cases remember the dream state. You yourselves in this room, as we look around this room and we connect with the various higher selves, many of you are having these experiences more and more, are you not? You are remembering those dreams. They are having more and more of an effect on you than possibly they did 10, 20, 30 years ago. So this is only the beginning. You will begin very shortly now, especially after that which is to happen tonight. If all indications are correct and all things work out as they are meant to be, you will begin to have not only more memories of your dreams, but you will remember going up on ships and all of those things that you have been working on within your dream state. You will be coming into your group time, on your Sunday group time, and sharing these more and more. And one will come in and say, I remember being on a ship, or I remember being in what is called Hollow Earth, or I remember going home, whatever home might be.
Fabulous.
But again, please understand this is a process. This is not something that will happen overnight, although it may.
What about the negative dreams? What about the dreams that are painful and scary? How are those happening? Why are those happening?
They are happening because of the process that you are going through as the disidentification with your body to the a separation from your higher self. So as you separate further and further from your higher self and therefore the source of your being, you are then pulling away and moving more into those levels of your being, which then bring about the old programming that you have become accustomed to.
So you're putting yourself back into the darkness.
That is correct.
Wow. And that's where maybe the lucid dreaming comes in.
Yes, as one moves in consciousness, as creates, continues to move within the creation of consciousness, one moves more and more to begin to control their dreams and then remember their dreams.
Is the dream state a state of higher consciousness?
One can look at it as such, but it is not necessarily so. For as you speak about those of the nightmares, we would not consider that a level of higher consciousness, would you?
No.
There are some indications, though, as we look around the room and we ascertain those levels of experience that are here within this room, we can begin to assign or understand there are certain degrees that are happening within the dream state, within those in this room. And those ones are having more experiences away from what would be considered the nightmares. When you think about it yourselves, when was the last time you had a nightmare?
I can't remember.
There you go.
Cynthia just said 2 months ago.
We speak in terms of the collective here, not each individual. There are always those differences. And the one who has brought this up now, that she has brought this up, we can directly address this. This is because of your connection from where you have come. You have heard this before, the one who is known as Cynthia. You have heard this before many times, where you came from, it is different than where most everybody else here came from. You have a different connection. You are a new soul here on the earth. You are an old soul overall, but you are a new soul here within this planet. So therefore, your experiences are very much different. But you have been brought to this experience, attracted to this experience here within this group for a very strong purpose. That purpose is yet to come about. But please understand that there is a reason for you to be here. Even though you do not hear or feel or sense or see or anything of this nature that you feel you should be, and you have heard many times, have you not, there are no shoulds. So go move away from that particular understanding because it is not serving you anymore.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
Is there a purpose to the experiences that I've had in the last few weeks of actually having daydream kind of experiences which are very lucid and very much taking me back to a past life? Is it to connect me with other people and to meet, or what is the purpose for that?
It is to reconnect to your multi-selves, all of the connections that you are, to reacquaint you with those levels of your being. Because as such, you are going to have an experience this evening which is going to bring you to the point where you are accessing your higher self again and have full access to your higher self. So this process that is occurring now through this one James is only happening now because this bridge has been built previously. He has not used it in this way until this moment, other than one particular time before. But that is because it was not necessary. Now it is necessary. Now it will be necessary for you as well. Not only within this group, but with those that you work with. You do not need to necessarily go into a trance state or anything of this nature. You can do as the one Joanna has been shown to do before, where she can access other levels of her being, which is her higher self she is accessing. Sometimes she is accessing directly Sananda when she works with her writing. But there are times when she becomes very immersed in the being that she is in front of, and she is able to accurately ascertain what is happening within that person, as long as she is able to keep away that which would be the ego state within her. And we are being very direct and blunt here because it is necessary at this time for each and every one of you to understand more fully who you are and why you are here. And this entire process that is going on, these advances, which were one time called retreats, are now advances because you are no longer retreating away from anything. You are advancing into the higher levels of consciousness of your being. And therefore, you are moving into new vistas, you might say, that were not available to you before.
Wow.
Thank you.
Then we as the source here, we as the collective higher selves within you are finished for the time. Please, in the future, if you wish to ask these questions, direct them more succinctly, attempt to put them into exact words as you can, for the clearer the question, the clearer will be the answer for you. Although we hope that this has been a clear demonstration of what is coming for each and every one of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.